we're excited. I'm sure Philly is too. They're a great team, and we're going to have a great game plan going in and a great week of preparation, not only the rest of this week, but next week too.
How much are you putting the game plan in action already? Are you still doing some self-correction on stuff, or is it a little balanced?
Balance. We're always self-correcting, but definitely game planning. We have a two-week period here. You try to get in as much as you can, whether that's with the team or on your own time, just watching film, trying to see those little details for when you go ahead and get out there in the game, you can execute.
Just forget about how you felt. How did your family feel to know that you're going to your first game?
Oh, they're excited. Yeah, definitely excited. They knew it was a dream of mine ever since I was a little kid, growing up playing, to have this chance to play in the Super Bowl. It's a dream come true for sure. And, just trying to do my best to go out there and help this team get a win.
How much does everybody involved on third downs or even on the offensive line have to protect the quarterback when you're out there?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Keeping guys away from Tom, just making sure he can get the ball off like he wants to. And, that's a key for us every week is protecting him. And, it's something we take pride in as running backs and offensive line as well, I'm sure it is too. So that's definitely a priority.
How much more work do you guys have to do? Usually on Friday you're done, walk through Saturday, game on Sunday. Not this time. Are you guys halfway there with your preparation? Not quite there? Mostly done?
We're just day by day, putting in new stuff and just trying to get ready for the game.
You said it's always been a dream of yours to play in a Super Bowl. How do you make sure that when you get there, the moment doesn't get too big for you?
Yeah, just lock in and focus, like you do in every other game. Focus on your assignments, blocking out the distraction, and ignoring the noise.
It is a little bit different with the longer breaks, a longer halftime break as well with the big show. Have you heard any advice from your teammates on how to handle that and prepare for those situations?
Not yet, but since you mentioned, I'll probably ask some guys. So, it's just something we'll have to take as it comes. And, we have a lot of guys in here that have been in this game, so they will know how to handle it. But it comes down to whenever we're out there on the field, just executing.
Rex, can you talk about Danny Amendola a little bit and just his ability to deliver in the clutch?
Oh, yeah, he's a great player. I've told many people, one of the toughest players I've ever played with, just his ability to catch in traffic as well as blocking for us in the run game as well and making big plays, like you said, when we really need him. He's just so consistent and a very key part of this offense.
What do you think of all this extra media attention? It's probably 20 times the amount it is for a normal week.
It is what it is. It's a big game, and so you kind of expect all that hype and surrounding it, and it just comes with the territory.
When you were in Cincinnati, what was the image of this team? The image of the Patriots as they were going to maybe playoffs and Super Bowl? What was the image?
Yeah. You always knew they were going to be around, and you knew what type of team they were, and it's stuck true since I've been here. Just a competitive team, a team that's always locked in, focused, and ready to compete.
So now that you're here, are those expectations of what you thought it was, are they more, or what you thought are right on par?
Oh, no, they're right there. I've seen day-to-day, why this team succeeds. And, every single day, guys coming here locked in, focused, understanding that there's a game plan that we need to take serious. And if we're going to go out there and execute on Sunday, we got to, prepare like we're going to win throughout the week.
Rex, I know that this team has battled through a lot of adversity this year, starting the season a little rocky, a lot of injuries. But what does it say about this team to be able to still be able to make it to the Super Bowl, but also battling adversity throughout this entire season?
Yeah, it's huge. Just the fight and character of this team. I've said before, we have guys on this team that understand when we get in times of adversity that there's a way to pull through, the way to encourage each other. To keep moving forward, and that's what you have to do. Like you said, we didn't have the best success early on in the season, but we learned from our mistakes, and we kept moving forward as a team and not really looking back. We just kept looking to the next game.
Thank you.
How are you feeling physically at this point?
Oh, feeling good, yeah.
You didn't play as much as I think a lot of people expected on Sunday. Was that a surprise to you?
It's just whatever the coaches want me to do. Yeah.